4 months ago, a leading Republican senator offered one answer to Florida's problem with mass gun violence: a law requiring stronger background checks and closing the notorious loophole in the many private gun sales across the state. That senator, Tom Lee of Tampa, is following through with a wide-ranging bill that would create a new system in Florida to track private gun sales. Lee chairs the Senate Infrastructure and Security Committee, which passed the bill Monday, the day before the start of the regular session, an unmistakable signal that a background check law is a priority of Senate President Bill Galvano. Lee's bill, Senate Bill 7028, would require background checks and a 3-day waiting period for gun sales in public areas like flea markets and gun shows. Lee made it clear from the outset that his proposal is an incremental step, nothing more.
This bill, this committee proposed committee bill, is our best effort to try to improve public safety on the margins here in the state of Florida. No one represents this as a panacea.
The Senate bill puts the responsibility squarely on the gun seller to be sure that gun buyers are at least 21 years old and are legitimate buyers without criminal records or other disqualifying factors like a dishonorable discharge from the military. Sellers have to get notarized affidavits from buyers. None of this went over very well with the National Rifle Association and its longtime lobbyist Marion Hammer, who called it the worst universal background check language she'd ever seen, and gun control on steroids.
It appears to be an actual attempt to ban private sales through red tape and fear, asking average citizens to create what amounts to a government form and get it notarized is ridiculous.
As Lee's committee discussed the new gun safety proposals, dozens of public school teachers in Tallahassee for an education rally voiced their support. So did Beth Dumond, a volunteer activist with Moms Demand Action, a national grassroots organization working to end gun violence.
Moms Demand Action campaigns for new and stronger solutions to lax gun laws and loopholes that jeopardize the safety of our families and communities. We don't think that this ever has to be in conflict with safe, responsible gun ownership. So we are encouraged, and thank you, to see Senate Bill 7028 introduced and to support it as a positive first step toward ensuring background checks on all gun sales here in Florida.
The background check proposal also would prevent access to firearms by a person of any age who is of, quote, unsound mind. But the bill doesn't define what that means, and Lee acknowledged that that's a problem that needs fixing. Closing the gun show loophole has gotten off to a fast start, but it still has a very long way to go. I'm Steve Bosquet.